Chapter 1. No greater portion of Scripture shows and demonstrates one church, a church birthed in the fire of God, congregations, two congregations, Gentile and Jewish, and one family as they are willing to give all they had, blaze a trail that hasn't stopped for 2,000 years, and you and I are benefactors of it. We're benefactors of it. And what I want to share with you today in this ongoing, we believe, it's what the Lord gave me this week, is we believe that we are members. You know, everybody wants to belong, everybody. And I think you learn that well, especially if you ever work with teenagers. You know, I worked with teenagers back in the 70s and early 80s. And when you work with teenagers, there's such a sense to belong. Oh, the social and peer pressure, and even between the sexes, you know, the guys, they're like, you know, squads, platoons, the more the merrier. Girls go through this incredible pecking order, and are you my best friend today? And you could tell mom they love me now, and then all of a sudden mom gets excited, tell them, I don't think they love me. Mom gets upset, and then they love them again a month later. And working with teenagers, I sense a desire, a sense to belong. And in this day and age, forget about the label of teens or children. There's such a sense in the community of this nation, in people that you work with. They cry out to God. They cry out, but they don't even know God. They cry themselves to sleep. Oh, I just want to belong. I want to be a part of something that's bigger than me. I know my limitations, my insecurities. I want somebody to love me. I want somewhere to run. I want a confidant. I want supply. I want provision. I want affection. May I submit today on this special day as we receive, like we do every 3 months or so, new members. And this particular day, we'll be doing this all three services. So you'll see some of the people each day, each service today, is that we are members. We are members together who will be touched of God. No one need to miss out on what God's going to do in these closing days of this generation. Unless you choose to. We are members together who will be touched by God. God is going to put His fingerprint on His church to separate it from this world, to separate it from the philosophers and the agencies and the clubs of this world. He's going to put His fingerprint on your life individually, so no longer, no matter what it takes, you'll be willing to die for Him, but you'll never die for Him. You don't have to die for Him because He sent His Son to die once for all. He wants you to live for Him. We are members together who will also reach the land. Together. It's not equal giving, it's equal sacrifice. It's not equal serving the same way. It's all having a part and doing something. See, we're built together. We're members together, Paul said. Together, we could do more than what we could do as individuals. That's why God, before the fall in Genesis 1 and 2, said, it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good to be a lone ranger. It's not good just to think of your own legacy. God is about to do something so deep spiritually that we're never going to be the same. But let me tell you, with it are going to be extreme privilege, extreme revelation, provision, protection, insight, generational blessings. There'll be storms and floods and fires, but like the ark of the old day, they went through it. But those that are disconnected, it's going to be very tragic. Even as it was in the days of Noah, so it is now. Iniquity and sin and perversion and betrayal, that's unseen. And even as it was in the day of Noah, when they thought Noah was crazy for building that big monstrosity of an ark, so is it. What God is building for a people, for a land, and for the lands. And that's the third point, members together who will reach the lands, plural, as you'll see in a little while. Well, Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 8, Luke writing, and giving his notice to a major governmental authority. O Theophilus, in his first book, I've dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach. He was talking about the gospel himself, named after himself, that he penned, Luke. Luke also wrote Acts, and we know it was the Holy Spirit that wrote all of it through mere men. Verse 2, until the day when he was taken up, that's Jesus, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during the 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? So many times Jesus always answered differently what they asked. You ever notice that? If he was getting set up by a religious critic or a sinner or a governmental official, he never answered a question. He always revealed behind the heart and said what needed to be said. Maybe we ought to learn that. What does he say? He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you, doesn't it come down to that? But you, it's like Peter and John when Jesus told Peter that the hard life that he was going to have and how John was going to have a pretty easy life. And Peter got offended and says, well, what about John? A lot of times we're like that in the church. What did Jesus say? Jesus was the first one to ever use this phrase. What's it to you? Look in the scripture, you'll read it. Right, Pastor Carl? You've read it a couple times ago last year. He said, but Jesus, what about John? Jesus said, what's that to you? Jesus, when's my ship going to come in? When am I going to get what I want? When are we going to take authority in the land and clear out this and clear out that? And when are you going to restore power and authority to us? Nothing's changed through the nations and centuries. Jesus was always trying to show them something deeper, wider, higher, and more eternal. And he said, but you, he just turns it around, but you will receive dunamis in Greek, explosive power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. I love sometimes people come to the altar and holding their hand somebody, and sometimes I'll be like, please let go, because one day you're going to stand before the Lord. And then sometimes it's good to have a power agreement partner. So I'm not being religious about it, But you, we could all cross the Red Sea of salvation and deliverance and the Jordan of provision, but we all got to cross the Jabbok by ourselves, get rid of our past, and having a personal encounter with God. Just read Genesis 32. But you shall receive dynamite power, authority, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in DeLand, in Orange City, in Orlando, in Detroit, to the uttermost parts of the world. All ends. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, help me to get across what you want in such a short period of time with all, so many things left to do this morning. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, turn over that placard bulletin, click your pen. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. This is going to be, I'm going to have to get this done in about 5 minutes. Number one, we believe we are members together. Number one, members together who will be touched by God. God is no respecter of persons. He wants no one to be left out. All we got to do, listen, I hate to give that story. There's two dirty, jagged rocks on my desk. That's my biggest counseling help outside of the Word of God. Let me tell you, the water flows. All they got to do is stay there. Two things happen. They get clean. They get smooth. Position is everything. Those who come to me, I will no way cast out. If we just come to Him with eager, hunger, childlike faith. He'll do the rest. Members together who'll be touched by God. You don't have to miss out the benefits of that massive New Testament ark being built on Kepler. You don't have to miss out on the benefits in case hurricanes, terrorism, or poverty snap. You don't have to, unless you're AWOL. God, when he pours out his spirit upon all flesh, if you're not here and it happens, you know what happens? You become a religious critic. And so do I. I've been guilty in the past. I don't have to go there to get revival. I don't have to do anything. It's not about going, it's about believing, as we found out. But there's something about members together. They were all touched by God. They got the opportunity from Acts 1:8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then they followed suit. They were together in one place. Look at Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were together, all together. They were all together. They were all together in one place, one place. And that's when a suddenlies happen. Oh, I love when a suddenlies happen. I remember that December outpouring in August 1996 when the Spirit of God came in this place on a Wednesday night and I needed two staff members. Thank God Pastor Carol Strong helped literally hold me up. And we saw about 15 young people. They helped me. She says, I got to walk a circle around them. And all that young people got powered, laid out in the Holy Spirit. People were coming in. Royal Ranger leaders commanded people. The presence of God was released for hours. I couldn't shake out. I was trembling in the Lord for about 72 hours. And that started something. Months later, renewal services. Denominational leaders and pastors and lay people from all over came together. See, when the day of Pentecost arrives in your life, God likes the party to be big and everybody come together. And suddenly there came a heaven, from heaven, like a sound, a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were seated. And divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rest on each one of them. And listen, they were all, God wants none to perish. He doesn't want you to become a critic. He doesn't want you to be left out. He wants you to get healed. He wants you to walk in health. He wants you to be a living testament. And he wants you to have a testimony, even though the root word is test. You didn't get that. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And there was some physical manifestations. First spoke with other tongues. Then the rest is history. It's still a history book, hasn't stopped being written. What was reserved for Jesus was given to everybody. Luke 4:18, when Jesus stood up, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Remember when Jesus promised, you shall receive. It's the same thing when Jesus was able to say by the same writer, Luke, when he penned in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord, put it up there, I sent it to you, Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Just as it was on Jesus, just as it was set upon those early the early prophets, they just had a little glimpse of it once in a while, and then the Spirit of God, I sent it by PowerPoint or email, Luke 4:18, I sent all these scriptures, do you have it? Maybe you don't, maybe I didn't, forgive me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he anointed me to preach, proclaim good news to the poor, he sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed. This is reasonable service stuff. This is what God gives everyone. That's why I like when old sinners or young sinners come to Christ and they become believers. God loves to show them off because they have childlike faith. Oh, brother, sister, you'll cool down like I did in due time. Psalms 133, 1 through 3, behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil, the anointing on the head running down on the beard of Aaron running down on the collar of his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commands his blessing. Only two places in Scripture where there's commanded blessing is when the Spirit of God shows up. It's when we're in one accord and we unify and we love each other and we love God. We believe we are members together who'll be touched by God now, right now. Let's get that piece up there because it all starts on Christ. It's the cornerstone. As I read these names, you can put that picture up that you put up early. This past week, Thursday morning, 190-ton. Previously, the biggest piece of concrete and steel in this company, they thought ours was the second, was 182,000. After they did a recalculation, 190,000. 2 days earlier, they tried to set that piece. It was too big. They had one of those big city cranes. They had a different rigging, six-point rigging. There's an old-timer in there who's been doing this for 40 years ago. I ain't going to do it. He sent for that another steel bar with a rigging of 8 points. Because they found out that this was the largest piece, 190 ton of concrete and steel. That's the cornerstone. See that little picture with that opening right there? Come on. That represents Jesus. That represents the cross. It's not an icon. It's a reminder. The corner piece, the last piece, Christ is the cornerstone of the church. And then the next day, Thursday, 2 hours we stood out there in that beautiful sun. And then they got that other massive 16-piece rigging. And then that old-timer and that crane felt confident. He moved that thing about 1 inch in about a half hour. There was people all around it. There was men all around it. That concrete explodes. It's like fragmentation grenade, X 100-fold. People within 40 feet are blown away. And yet we are all around here looking. All of us preachers were behind this metal thing. if you hear a strange cracker, whee, you duck and pray. And I looked at these guys. I looked at Pastor Carlos. I said, you know, this is a picture of faith. These people have their life on the line of that crane, that rigging, that man. And that 190-ton concrete and steel, the last piece, was slowly and it connected like cuff and link, soup and sandwich, butter and bread. And so is it. We believe, but we are members. We're members together who will be touched by God. So as I read your name, there'll be people in all three services. So a lot of people won't be in this service, but they will. We're going to receive into membership another generation, another group of warriors, friends, family members of every kindred, every nation. And then they're going to start shooting the pictures, I believe, of the ones that we were able to provide. Most of them we have provided pictures. Some we haven't, weren't able to get. Some, we'll start now. Marie Alvarez, Renee Babbitt. Do we have pictures? Do we have pictures, Pastor Carol? Or are they locked on it? We do? Okay. All right. Joanne Bennett. Now, we're probably not going to get these right, so be patient. Angela Bradley, Nerlin Castellan, Louise Colin Chaffins, Gilbert Cordes, Candy Cordes, Sarita Cortez, Jose Cortez. Why didn't I pay attention to 2 years of high school Spanish? I'm glad you're all patient with me. Juan Elias Cortes, Yaritza Cortes, and Jose Feliciano. Hallelujah. And again, a lot of them will be coming to the second or third service because they're going to be back here at 3. And I beg you. How often you heard me beg you? Sometimes I beg you to get reconciled to God. Get prayer. 3 o'clock this afternoon. Please come. Let's welcome our new friends. Please. You have plenty of time to take your nap and get some food in your belly. And let me tell you something. They're going to rock. They're going to bring. We're going to have food that they're going to make. And after that 3 o'clock service, we're going to eat. Oh, Matt's getting excited. He's ready to go into third heaven right there. Pastor Boris and Janice Diaz Rodriguez. Jen Norris Diaz. And their son, Sebastian Diaz. That's the pastoral family. Aren't they precious? You see them Maria Elena Garcia, Israel Garcia, Melanie Kingsley, Laura Hebron, Stacy Maliska, Christopher and Adriana Martinez. Where's precious Carla? Carla Nieves? Where's Carla? It's like a daughter to me many years ago. Christina Reaver, Brenda Rogers, Brandon and Christian Skinner, and Marlis Wacconi. Let's give them a warm welcome. So, aren't you glad it's at least two of you here? He said, we should have came to the next service. No, that's what's nice. There'll be more, most in the next service, and there'll be others in the third service. You could turn past this way if you would. Let me just face me if you would. We are thrilled. You guys are awesome. You hurt, we hurt, but we do something about it. When you celebrate God's victory, which you're going to have, we get to celebrate with you because we are members together, and we will experience the goodness of God. Okay? All right. It's our privilege to receive you into membership. We knew that the moment you believe, you were members of Christ Church around the world, but this is localized membership. Members together who've been properly approved and will be by the First Assembly of God eldership. You're now receiving the right hand of fellowship by this congregation. Your name has been announced as new members, and we now receive you, bless you. We're thrilled. We may not always get it perfect. The Word of God may not always be something that you'll want to hear. The song may not be put your heart on fire, but Jesus will put you on fire. Having been led by the Spirit of God to receive Jesus Christ first as your Lord and Savior, and desiring fellowship with people like Precious Faith, you now, in the presence of God and this assembly, entered the covenant, one another as members together in Christ. A couple questions. Now, do you pledge by the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love, to strive together for the advancement of His church, for righteousness and knowledge, and to promote His missions and mandate to fulfill His great commission, and cheerfully serve and give and worship in support of this church? If you would you say, I do? Do you promise also to strive at personal or family altar or devotions and seek the salvation of the lost as you connect with people that are hurting, and to walk circumspectly in this world, avoiding the very appearance of evil, and to seek that love that thinks no evil? If you would you say, I do? Do you pledge to watch over one another in brotherly love and sisterly love, remember each other in prayer, and to aid each other in distress and sickness, to be courteous and forgiving one to another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you? If you would you say, I do? As your pastor and pastoral staff at this church and the eldership, we freely, with great anticipation and excitement, accept you as part of this family and this church. We will war for your souls, and we will help to meet your physical, spiritual, and other needs, and we receive you right now. Everybody, if you could stand and give them an applause. Number two, wow, I got to go fast. We believe we're members, and members together who will be touched by God. Number two, members together who will receive, will reach the land, right where you are, where you're planted, where you go to school, where you work out, where you shop. Acts 1, 8 again says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem. And that simply means where you live. A lot of times people can't get it right here, so they want to serve God around the world. Hey, listen, serve God right here, right now. Matter of fact, you can't jump grade one to get to grade two. I don't know, some of you are so smart you've been able to do that, but not in God's kingdom, okay? We're members together who are going to reach the land flowing with milk and honey, this county seat that's going to touch this whole county and Eastern Lake County and Southern Flagler County. And I believe even, and we're seeing some of you are you drive up from Seminole County, whatever it is, to reach the land where you worship, where you live, where you work, where you lay your precious head down to sleep. And that's what happened in Luke chapter 10, 1 and 2, 8 and 9, 16 through 20. After this, the Lord appointed 70. That was the rank and file. Sent them out ahead of them by two into every town, placed them where he was about to go. He said to them, the harvest is plenty, the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Guess what? We are that. Wherever you enter a town, then they receive you. Eat what's before you. Heal the sick. Say to them, the kingdom of God is near you. That sounds like joy. It doesn't sound like an old religious spirit. The one who hears you hears me, verse 16. The one who rejects you rejects me. The one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 70 returned. Listen, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Let me tell you, because you are, those of you who joined membership, because you are covered biblically and covering and part of something bigger than yourself, you're going to notice an increase in spiritual authority and confidence. It's biblical. The 70 returned with great joy. Hey, Jesus, we like being part of your church. Even the demons are subject to our name. That's Mike Modica paraphrase. I mean, listen to what Jesus said. He said to them, I even saw Satan fall from lightning from heaven. See, when we dwell together in unity, the Holy Spirit falls first on the heads, then down through the rest of the body, and God commands blessing. Jesus is saying in New Testament light the same thing. He goes, let me tell you something. He goes, because you went out in unity, because you touched what touches my heart, I saw Satan dethroned in your city. Saw Satan fall like lightning. I want to see him crash and burn. I don't know about you. Away from our public schools, away from my neighborhood, away from where you work or where I work, where we go to school, where we live. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Not on purpose, okay? And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Jesus balances you. He's a balancer. That's why I love him. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to your name, but you better rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Hallelujah. I do believe, and we believe that we are members together that are touched by God. And as a result, we are members together who will reach the land. As a result, we are members together who will reach the lands, plural. It is incredible what God is about to do. The full verse of Acts 1:8 from the text, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Matthew 24, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come. There's no asterisk about governmental powers, the Roman Empire, the new Roman Empire, the EU, Washington, D.C. They all will bow their knee at Jesus one day. In Revelation, it says every kingdom, every king will have to march before the Lamb one day. The nations will walk before him. Aren't you glad you're on the winning side? Hallelujah. Acts 2:39, for this promise is for you. Remember he started off for you? For your children, that's legacy. Not only that, for your children's children, and all those that are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Hallelujah, this is you, this is I. God's not finished yet. We are members together being touched by God. Exponentially, it increases. We are members together who reach the land. We are members together who are going to reach the lands. And let me submit to you the benefits of it. And we're going to enjoy what God is doing, because next Sunday afternoon I make my yearly pilgrimage with a check from this church to invest in a nation that needs our help. So set your eyes and go for the ride. Wow, only old people do that. What did I do? remembers together who reached the lands. I know it's not the easiest thing to be an active member of this church because we have a passion for the city. We assume the responsibility to feed the poor and protect the weak during storms and hurricanes. But also, pastors are amazed in the city and anywhere else how much of our income goes to foreign missions. I got a question this past week. How do you build a church that big? I go, first of all, I don't build it. Christ builds the church. I'm a part of the most incredible people that any pastor could ever want to be a part of. If they're the most incredible people. I said, and missions and the poor. Missions and the poor. The gospel. Before our district superintendent went in February to Cuba, I was there 2 years before. Remember what I went 2 years ago? Had KGB agents follow me, my room bugged, preached in two of those churches you saw there. Witnessed from the Bay of Pigs to Hurricane Alley to the Amazon type of rainforest in the east. There's a move of God that sovereignly fell in every Assembly of God church, and they have quadrupled. The religious affairs under the authority of Raul Castro, God touched a heart, a woman, and she says, you're out of control, the Assemblies of God. So we need you. We need you to keep things in perspective. And we are given permits to build on no other denomination. We are given favor. And if God could do something with the biggest communist threat to us, we grew up in a Cold War. What Washington, D.C. could not do, what the sword could not do, what threats could not do, the move of God can do. And that's what's happening. And I had the privilege of being there 2 years ago. I am going to ask you to do something in a little bit. Please. They're hurting since the hurricanes. The doctor makes the same amount of money as a pastor in Cuba, about $20 a month. Matter of fact, that's what communism does. Everybody makes the same thing, except the black market. And they need our help. We are members together that are being touched by God. We're members together that are touching this land where we live and work. We are members together that God is allowing us to touch the lands, the nations of this world. And we're also members together that's going to enjoy all the privilege. Acts 2:46-47, and every day they attended the temple together, they broke bread in their homes, and they received their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God. Listen, having favor with all the people, and that's the church that for the last 17 years, God adds to their number daily to those who are building, being saved. We are built together and we get to enjoy the benefits. I want the ushers to quickly come. And if you're visiting here today, nothing's expected of you. We don't make it a point to do this often to receive a second offering. But 90 miles south of Miami, it was the first plane that the State Department allowed to us to take off in Miami and not to have to go to Venezuela or Mexico or Jamaica and go back to illegally land in Havana. We landed in Havana 20 minutes after we took off, preached, visited the churches, interviewed pastors that were in prison for preaching the gospel, seeing the price they paid and the smile on their face, and seeing the move of God. As I preached in the second church I was at, Christ breaks the chain. A man in his 70s had a massive heart attack right after I shared the text. The people grabbed him up. He was holding his heart, his arm. They brought him up. The doctor was in the room in the church. They stopped me from preaching, and they expected him to get healed. I laid hands on him. He started jumping up and down. He got instantly healed. 20 ladies, strange, all with female problems, stood behind him. We prayed for all of them. After they sat down, I finished my message. And then as I left, an agent asked me questions about my message, and he was there writing down everything I said, communist agent. And you know what? No sweat. These people are fearless. They're experiencing the move of God, and now God has given us unprecedented favor. But you've heard me say before, the opportunity of a lifetime can only be captured during the lifetime of the opportunity. I appeal to you for your brothers and sisters to the south of us. Listen, if Cuba goes towards the direction of Venezuela and Iran, we're going to have problems. But what the sword cannot do, the cross can. And we see 500,000 people saved already That's a major percentage of the population. And that revival is spreading. The hearts of the king are in the hand of the Lord. God has given us favor. Now's the time we need to make that strategic bulkhead assault. I ask you, I beg you, open your checkbooks and your wallets. Make the checks out the first assembly. Next Sunday, I'm going to go to district council like I did last year. They asked for $5,000 last year. You guys sent me with $20,000 to plant churches in India. We're going now to, next Sunday I'm going again. Please don't disappoint the Lord, okay? Please don't. Please. I appeal to you. If you're not prepared today, I beg you, come back to the 3 o'clock service. We're going to receive an offering, a second offering there also, or next Sunday, okay? Don, would you pray, please? I do a wedding here, I'll dismiss from the front to the back and ask the people to stand. So let's have a little fun. This is like a marriage today. And one front row stand. Then a second row stand. And a third row stand. You got the math. It's not exactly modern math. You know you're showing your age when you use a term like modern math, right? I want to tell you something. You're incredible. I love you. Please, please, let's show our love to our friends this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll have a wonderful time. I'm going to sit in here like you, bless, worship, and we're going to feast together afterwards. God bless you. You're dismissed.